Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
I think it's good. I think these past 14 days have, I don't want to say changed our team, but it's definitely, we're moving in the right direction now, I'll say. And so we just got to keep going. It's there's a lot of football left to be played. Minnesota's going to be a good challenge for us this week coming up, and we got to get ready for them.
These past couple of Niner games have led to happy conversations with Brent Jones. He joins us on KNBR, KNBR FM, San Francisco, the sports leader, a Cumulus Media station. All I can think of, Brent, while watching the Niners just maul and push around the Jacksonville Jaguars is that, oh, yeah, Brent's going to like that.
That's
oh, Brent's
right.
Really going to like that. Oh, Brent's going to love that.
It was, you know what, you guys? We have a new nickname for our offense.
Oh.
What is it?
Okay.
Death by a thousand cuts, oh.
Write that down.
Because that first drive, I actually was pretty bummed at the time. Like, Kyle's a 100% go-for-it guy on fourth down. I was like, God. There's no way we can have a 20-play drive and kick a field goal. That was the only thing I was bummed about the whole day. And I was like, this is unbelievable. We're doing it again. It was great. And for those of you out there that think, you know, Jacksonville, yeah, everybody just rolls over them. They're still professional football players. And while their offense is nothing to write home about, certainly, their defense still is decent. And so it was a good W. If you add in playing Monday night, flying east, and playing in the early time slot, that is running the gauntlet. And teams lose more than they win when they do that. And so that was significant from our team's perspective. So all in all, good game. And, man, we're going to play a meaningful one on Sunday.
Yes, sir. You know, I loved the juxtaposition yesterday, watching the Niners play and play well and not get themselves into trouble, not make mistakes, but then watching Jacksonville, and this is the hallmark of a bad team, whereas they're committing penalties where they couldn't get off the field on third down. You know, they're turning the ball over. They're getting themselves into bad third down situations, bad down and distance situations. And those are the things, Brent, the Niners were doing not that long ago themselves, especially turning the ball over, not generating turnovers, and not being able to convert third downs because those weren't third downs that fit the style of this team, which we know obviously is a run-first style. And I was just saying to Larry a little while ago, you know, what the Niners are doing offensively and running the ball, that's great, but they're able to do that and be themselves because they're not committing penalties. Because they are converting third downs. Because they are now starting to win the turnover battle. When you play, and it's cliche, but it's true. You play mistake-free football, you're playing winning football. And that's what they're doing right now.
Brad, I agree with you on all fronts. You know, there's just a real cohesiveness right now, offensively and defensively. I think Kyle settled this team by going back to basics, by doing the things that traditionally you do, but stay in your comfort zone. We're running the ball a lot more, and Kyle stayed committed to it, right? And so it's funny, we don't have the gaudy stats, the receiving stats. Jimmy threw the ball, 23 times? And
22,
very accurate, very consistent, very efficient. He's had, you know, three or four good games in a row now. It's good. It's good he's getting his confidence back, a little bit of a swagger, if I dare say so. But your point is well taken. It's funny. 2 weeks ago, we were all angry. I mean, it was
what?
It was.
I can't even remember that.
Oh, I remember it.
Can you imagine?
What?
Hey, who ever thought it would feel this good to be 5-5? But it feels outstanding. I almost feel like we're 8-2 right now, being 5-5. This Sunday, though, is going to be a barn burner because this Vikings team is they're 5-5 and they're better than 5-5. And, you know, I'm going to say it. I'm not a big Zimmer guy. I think he's gets out coached all the time. And I don't think he plays to his strengths. I don't think he's one of the better coaches in the league. I love the fact that they're coming to our spot, but they have some guys that can really, really blow a game wide open. And it's funny because I feel like Kirk Cousins has been put out to pasture a couple times in the last few years. And all of a sudden, you know, he knocks down the barbed wire fence and he's back in, you know, the homestead. He's out of the pasture and he's throwing bombs and he's got some guys to throw it to. Thielen feels like he's played for 20 years.
Yep.
Jefferson's legit. And my favorite running back in the NFL to watch beside Debo Samuel is Dalvin Cook.
Yeah, man.
He's a stud. I mean, I love that kid. He is a tough kid and an unbelievable athlete. And if he was playing in a high profile spot, people would say this guy is as good as anybody that's played.
You know, it is so interesting, a football season, the ebb and flow of the thing. So I just think Kyle has done what great coaches do. He's playing to his talent and what he has right now. They got five different guys who can run the football, so they're running the football. And they got receivers who can block. They got tight ends who can block. They got an O-line that's better run blocking. They got a quarterback that makes some iffy throws from time to time. So these, you know, Garoppolo, how about this for a little nugget, Brent? Garoppolo's taken 89 snaps in the shotgun out of his 93 dropbacks since the Bears game. And since the loss to the Colts, which is the exact same point, he's the most efficient quarterback in the league. He leads the NFL in passer rating and yards per attempt in that stretch. So they've run the ball the last two games 86 times, 4.7 a clip. So, they've got a bunch of runners. They're committing to the run. They're getting Jimmy out of the shotgun instead of under center. For some reason, he's more comfortable that way. And it's all working, and they have an identity now. I mean, look how long it took. They have an identity. They're a run-the-ball outfit right now, and it looks good.
You know what? It looks really good. And, you know, we're getting our defense some rest. Yep. And it's funny what a rested defense can do during the course of a game. You put together a couple of long drives, and your defense, all of a sudden, you know, nobody can really block Nick Bosa. In fact, I would argue Kyle needs to meet with the officials before every game and say, hey, they're going to hold the hell out of our guy, Bosa. And you better call it four or five times because it's getting egregious. And he's still going to get two sacks. But, I mean, it's frustrating to watch, you know, what's called holding and what's not. But that guy is just a flat-out stud ball player, and he is getting to the quarterback, and nothing's going to stop him. And our defense, it makes our whole defense better. And it's truly amazing that a team that seemed out of sync a few weeks ago put together one hell of a game against arguably the best team in the NFL at the time, the Rams, and then had a short week, long flight. Jacksonville is a brutal place to go and play, and early game, and came out smelling like a rose. And so now we're setting things up. Now we got a home game against a game that's going to matter in the wild card hunt. The head to head's a big tiebreaker, and we're going to need to take this. And the Vikings are going to throw the ball, and they're going to and they're going to run it. And so these guys can get you either way. They've got three weapons. We've talked about having multiple weapons and what that does to a defense. And so we're going to have to hit Kirk Cousins, and we're going to have to get to him early. Because if those guys start getting in sync, all of a sudden Dalvin Cook can catch, you know, seven or eight passes out of the backfield and gash you. And then you got Thielen, you got Jefferson. And those three guys can take over the course of a game if you give Kirk Cousins time. If you hit him, he'll get erratic. He'll throw into coverage. He'll throw an interception. He'll fumble the ball a couple of times. He's not great at holding on to the ball. So we're going to have to really get after him and not let him get into a strong pattern. And this will be a heck of a game. I'm excited. I'd love to say I was excited about the Rams game on Monday night, but I was more fearful. I was more fearful of it than excited. Now I'm excited. We've got one.
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the NFC, and I'm thinking to myself, okay, who in the NFC can this team, you know, not beat? Now, you know, we were just in a very dark place 2 weeks ago, so I don't want to go too far. But, I mean, I guess the question of the day is what in this equation that the Niners have where they run the ball a ton, they dominate the time of possession, they minimize the snaps of their defenses on the field. What part of their equation right now that we've seen the last 2 weeks that do you fear is not sustainable? Because it seems like it's, I mean, they even stopped James Robinson in the run game, and going into next week against Cook, that was great to see.
So yeah, it really was great to see. And it just gives you more confidence. You know what, Larry, the key is going to be the defense.
Yep.
And it's funny because it's natural. You talk about the offense a lot of the time, at least 60 or 70% of the time, sometimes more. The key is going to be the defense, because the more that the defense has early success, it allows Kyle to stick with the run game. We can't give up big plays. You give up a couple big plays and you're behind 14-0, it's hard as heck to run the ball on 2nd and 7. It just is. It's hard mentally. It's hard to watch it. And you think to yourself, what are we doing? And so to stick with our modus operandi of running the ball, you know, 40-plus times, we've got to be in the game. And so our defense has to keep us in the game early. Now, the last couple weeks, you know, to paper cut the heck out of teams and to drive the ball down the field and slice and dice and, you know, 6 yards here, 3 yards there, 2 yards on 3rd and 1 and move the chains and keep it going and keep the other team on the sideline for 11, 12 minutes, that throws you off your game. That's so atypical that you need to warm up. If you're on the sideline, if I'm sitting on the sideline and, you know, it's 10 or 11 minutes on the clock or 12 minutes on the clock, but it's like 25 minutes in the real world. There's timeouts, you know, they're moving the chains, they're doing something, there's a penalty. I mean, holy cow, you're just like, are you kidding me? What the heck is going on here? You're thrown out of sync. That approach has been spectacular. Now, can we do that every game? No, we're not going to be able to do that every game. But can we consistently run the ball? Can we keep doing that? Yes. You know what I still haven't seen, and it's going to show its face here coming up? We need to see Debo. I mean, he had 8 carries, 10 yards a carry or whatever.
Right.
Still spectacular. And this isn't a guy just doing a jet sweep or an end around or whatever. This guy's reading blocks. He looks like a running back. I watched a few of those plays, re-ran them a few times, and was looking at his approach to hitting the hole and setting up blocks. He is serious as a runner.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.
When are we going to see Debo catch 4 or 5 balls out of the backfield? How about a little halfback option? How about, you know, throw him on a delayed seam route coming out with a linebacker covering him? I mean, how the heck are people going to account for that? We haven't seen it yet. I feel like this could be the week. See Debo catch 4 or 5 balls out of the backfield. I'm sure he's been working on it, but it'll be really interesting. But if we stick with the program, it looks and feels so much better than the disjointedness that we were having throughout the first 7, 8, 9 weeks.
It's our weekly conversation with Brent Jones here on the UMA Guest Line on KNBR, the sports leader. I've been waiting all day to ask you about the red zone offense. And obviously, Brent, this is something you know from you know, your days when you were a key part of the Niners' offensive success. You know, we talked a lot about Trey Young or Trey Lance, pardon me, and wanting him to get in there. And even since training camp, the thing with Jimmy Garoppolo over Trey Lance was he's much better in the red zone. And when you look at over these last three games and what Garoppolo has been able to do with the entire offense, of course, but what he's been able to do in the red zone, you see at how he's been so good and so efficient in there and why it's so important. Just talk about that a bit, how difficult it is in the red zone and how Garoppolo and this offense over these last few games, they have been able to thrive in the red zone and get themselves to where they want to be.
Well, Garoppolo has been super efficient, super accurate. And Rod, the challenge in the red zone is because the field, the vertical side of the field gets compacted, right? Mm-hmm. So speed doesn't matter as much, and more horizontal speed and crossing routes, but there's more people in a smaller amount of space. And so tip balls matter, accuracy matters, and there's so many people. You know, how many times have we seen a tip ball or a throw behind a guy that gets, you know, knocked up in the air? There's a much greater chance of an interception, a turnover, because you're compacted. And so having a veteran presence, a guy that understands the accuracy and the way that the game changes from the 20 inside really, really matters. I still think Trey Lance is going to be a weapon this year. Not necessarily a starting quarterback role, but in a, hey, we're going to give this kid some more snaps. And we saw a few, and it's going to just get better. But it's so important to create space horizontally than vertically. And so that's why you see more pick plays,
right.
You see more crossing routes, you see some more things set up, maybe some delay routes. All those things take greater effect in the red zone, and it matters. And you just, as a young quarterback, you haven't had as much experience at kind of that compacted field and how it affects things at a professional level. The speed of the game, the athleticism, the speed of everybody on the field is just exponentially different than college.
Yeah.
And so a little mistake becomes a huge mistake in the pros. And so that's probably why we're seeing what we're seeing. But I still think for the 49ers to do all the things that they want to do on offense, we're going to still see a Trey Lance package. He's just getting healthier. We're getting our starting quarterback more confidence. We're getting our guys coming back. We're getting healthier. Kyle's able to do more. We have more, you know, fluidity with Debo out of the backfield now and flexibility. I mean, gosh darn, it's really setting up well from where we were a couple weeks. It's weird to think this was a couple weeks ago, but it just shows you what a few wins under your belt can do. I mean, all these New England fans, I hear them like talking about the Super Bowl. It's like,
wow,
relax. Your team's not so great. You know, we're popping off. Hey, we'd be clinching this number two playoff spot and hosting the home game. It's like, relax, Boston boy.
Is that your Boston accent? Is that your version of the Boston accent? Because I like
it. It was a cup of chowder.
It was very whiny and annoying. That's pretty good.
Exactly. You got to mix in pump the brakes, Chowderhead. You guys beat the Falcons.
There you go.
Hey, let me ask you about Nick Bosa because NFL players watch cut up films. So if you're a wide receiver, you want to know about who's a good corner, go ask wide receiver. You want to ask, wide receiver or a corner who's a good wide receiver, just, you know, ask the corners, right? They're watching cut up films of these guys and you get to know who's really good. Now at tight end, you could go up against a strong safety. You could go up against a linebacker. Heck, you could go up against a Nick Bosa in a pass pro situation. When you watch Bosa, I mean, the guy tore his ACL. It's hard to believe when you watch it, Brent. I mean, it just shows the miracle of modern medicine and how well these guys bounce back. I mean, you would never suspect that he had ever had any kind of major surgery. This guy yesterday drew a couple holding calls. He had a couple sacks. He probably could have drawn about four more holding calls. You kind of referenced that before. He's a superstar. When you watch him, what do you see? And if you had to block him – what would be your approach?
I would hold on for dear life. No, that would
say
be
a prayer.
Brutal. Yeah, exactly. You know, because he has so many options, right? He can power rush you inside or speed rush you outside. He can dip, he can spin, he can maneuver. I mean, his explosiveness after an ACL is shockingly good, yeah. Right? That's the thing that really sets pass rushers apart. If either ridiculous strength or ridiculous explosion, and the fact that he had that ACL, it's not something that typically comes back in your first year back. And so it just shows what a freak of nature this guy is. And so so when you're going to block him, you have to account for all these things, which certainly is why he gets doubled a lot. He gets chipped, he gets held, he gets all these things. And he's still, I mean, think about it. How many games do we sit and say, oh, you know what? You know, Bosa was nowhere to be found this game. We don't say that.
You don't.
The guy almost has a sack every single game, no matter what. I mean, he's there. And he had a couple yesterday, and he just feels like you have to account for him every single play. And, man, oh, man, is he bringing it. He just – so impressive. You know what? I haven't had a chance to meet him. He's the one guy – that if you said, hey, on this current team, you know, who would you like to meet? I haven't met Debo. Debo and Nick Bosa are the two guys that I'd say, man, I'd love to talk to those guys for 10 minutes because they're just flat-out studs. They're old football guys. They're old-school guys. They're blue-collar guys.
Right.
And they're guys that are making big impact.
Yeah, no doubt. By the way, don't think I didn't notice your ranch life has crept into your everyday conversation talking about barbed wire and homestead when it comes to Kirk Cousins. Don't think I hadn't noticed that your farm life is coming out.
Rod, that is outstanding. You busted me. I didn't even think about that. But
see, he busted you with the old Green Acres. You know,
I'm always
Holy
listening.
Smoke.
Hey man, have a happy Thanksgiving. You and yours. You make this show better. The insight, the humor, it's all good. And I know I speak for the fellas when I say that this is one of the highlights of the week, my man. We always appreciate you,
Rod. I'm thankful for you, Larry. I'm semi thankful for you as well.
You're far too
you guys
kind.
Know I'm kidding. Hey, how about the big time guy that takes the week off? I can't leave the show without saying, wow. You know what? Do people come and do his makeup before the show? I mean, that is just
you gotta bust him. You gotta bust him, Brent, next time because he's not even cooking the Thanksgiving dinner this year. He's going full. I'm just ordering it. He's ordering it.
No, you can't DoorDash your Thanksgiving.
You got to bust him on that next week.
Hey, by the way, before you guys let me go, shouldn't we make it a new rule in the NFL? If we're going to have this taunting rule, shouldn't we have it a rule that the Detroit Lions cannot play on Thanksgiving to wreck every matchup, every early morning matchup? I mean, they are so hard to watch. I just get so depressed when I see the first game is the Lions and the Bears. I'm like, God, I think I'll just sleep in.
Yeah, exactly. It's a way to sleep in. Let somebody else get up early.
We just have to stop watching it because we all know that television ratings dictate who's on television. If we as a country unite on this and we just don't watch the Lions on Thanksgiving,
boy,
the Lions will no longer be on Thanksgiving.
I'm an anti-lion.
Be well, brother.
Hey, you guys, have a great Thanksgiving. Appreciate you both. This is a blast. This has been a great year, no matter what. Thrilled to be 5-5, and feels like we're doing things right.
There you go.
Pointing up. Be well, Brent. All
See you, Brent.
Best.
All right, guys.
Take have care. A good one, man.
Not all guarantees are created equal. That's what makes the Total Trust Guarantee from Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service so special. It gives you 20/20 vision into the work we do. And now, you can get $10 off any 17-point oil change. Go to speedyoil.com/save for details. Speedy Oil Change and Auto Service, where you're in and out and back on the road with full service and total trust. Most vehicles discount off regular price. See store for details. See website for details on the Total Trust Guarantee.